In another dramatic last-minute standoff, Iraqi leaders put off a vote on a draft constitution late Monday, adjourning parliament at a midnight deadline in a bid for more time to win over the Sunni Arab minority, whose support is key to stopping the insurgency. Saboteurs trigger a cascade of blackouts that halt Iraq's entire oil export capacity for most of the day, costing the country almost $60 million in lost exports and adding to supply concerns on world markets. The last Israeli settlers leave the Gaza Strip, ending a civilian presence that heightened Mideast tensions for decades. Troops surround two small West Bank settlements where thousands of extremists armed with stun grenades and tear gas defy orders to leave. President Bush, facing dwindling support for his war policy, argues that the United States must not retreat from Iraq. In a speech to the veterans of foreign wars, Bush says, "The only way to defend our citizens where we live is to go after the terrorists where they live." Dramatic video of a fiery helicopter crash in a remote region of Kyrgyzstan has been obtained by APTN. Incredibly, no one was killed when the chopper slammed into a glacier and exploded in flames on August 6th.